soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 20th, 2016. The message you're about to hear is from a recording of this previous Sunday with some brethren as we shared the prophetic word of God from Isaiah chapter 3. A living word of the Lord as the Lord stands up to judge as he pleads with his people, bringing judgment. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And the exhortation to the Hebrews chapter 2, 3, and 4. Do not let the word slip, ladies and gentlemen, or a promise coming short, any of you fall short.
We need our hearts open right now and our ears. God give us ears to hear and eyes to see and our heart to be receptive. Mm-hmm. So we won't miss anything. Mm-hmm. Well, nothing will slip like what we're gonna, what we've been talking about in Hebrews. But let's stand. And I'm going to ask John to read a text.
Okay.
And it's Isaiah 3. Verse 13.
The Lord has taken his place to contend. He stands to judge peoples.
Yeah. In a way, it says the Lord is going to plead with his people. He's standing up to judge. And that's why we're standing, because the Lord is standing. And this is a pertinent now word, a rhema word, that what God, we want to be in step. That's why we're standing, because Lord, we just acknowledge you as our Lord, as our God. And we completely put our trust in you, that you've called us for this. And we want you to speak to us, Lord. We want, yes. we insist upon ourselves to hear you. Yes. Constantly, day by day, and to be a shining example of a follower of Jesus. Mm. Yes. Lord, we want to be teachable. We want to be instructed by you. We're your disciples, and we are your ministries that you've called. You've chosen us. We didn't choose you. You chose us. So Lord, we pray that you would affect us and impact us with the Holy Spirit and give us the boldness and the power and the authority as we submit to you to speak these things that we should speak in these last days. So Lord, we want to stand when you stand. We want to sit when you sit. We want to speak when you speak. And we want to be silent when you're silent. So thank you, Lord, for just speaking today, and as we just sit at your feet, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, I think it's really ominous as we've been reading 1 John, and as you think back how when we read 1 John, the things that were stated there, as a people, that John, the beloved, was so close to Jesus, and he said, this is the record that we have of him. And the thing, what he said was that God was light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Mm-hmm. Koinonia, a oneness, a unity, and the blood of his son cleanses us from all sin. And it's a great exhortation that we're to walk in light. We're to walk in the liberty that's through Jesus Christ from the world, from the sin, mm-hmm. from corruption, from depravity. Because the Lord's called us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Mm-hmm. And how the Lord has set us free, and that we're not to be walking in sin or practicing in sin. So that's, and John had no greater delight, as we'll see in the second book of John, 2 John, that they would abide in the truth. Mm-hmm. And they abode in the truth. The truth is so imperative to us, because God is a God of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the Word of God is the truth. And this assembly that was influenced by John were in the truth. They stayed in the truth. They abided. And people didn't really want the truth, and they would leave. Remember that? We shared that. Mm-hmm. And they had out of that relationship, they had a confidence towards the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, He has given, the Father has given everything he can to save us. It's his son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What a great cost. And the Lord has laid his life down. And then as we read Hebrews, we went through chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4 as now. And the exhortations, it's a great salvation. And he was talking to the Hebrews, because they were well acquainted with the history that God did with these people, the Hebrews. How they left Egypt. And they went into a promise. They were delivered. And it was all figurative of Jesus, representing Jesus, the Lamb of God, the blood of Jesus, and the delivering power of God over the Pharaoh and the tyranny and the oppression and the bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked through the Red Sea. But we found in chapter 2 that it said that we ought to give earnest heed. Really pay attention. Because lest we let something slip. You know, the word that was preached to them or proclaimed to them mm-hmm. didn't even benefit them because they didn't mix it with faith. And that's one of the things the Lord is speaking to us right now is mm-hmm. when he speaks, take heed. Mm-hmm. Don't let it just, don't just take it mm-hmm. and leave it. You've got to, you know, have the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. You know, mix it with faith. Believe it. Walk in it. You know. Let it confront you, because the word of the Lord will create you, it'll cleanse you, it'll do many mighty things, but you've mm-hmm. got to take heed. Because with the Hebrews, the children of Israel, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, failed to a great degree. I mean, is how many people actually entered into the land of promise? That's what, when we read Hebrews, we find they all died in the wilderness. Even though they experienced the power of God, and they saw his glory in a fire at night, and a cloud by day, and the daily provision that God did from heaven, they provoked him to wrath, is what it said. Purposely. It was called the provocation.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an exhortation to the people of God when this is written to the Hebrews, is remember that, how most of those people, almost all of them died. None of them entered into what God really wanted to do. And they provoked him, and he said, they always err. They have not known my ways. So we've got to learn the ways of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be taught by the Lord. And that's what Jesus said in John chapter 9. He said, for judgment am I come. And he was not condemning, but he was speaking to bring instruction to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so, I'm talking about the Jews. When he came to his own received him not. And they wouldn't receive instruction. They didn't love God. Jesus said, if you love me, you would receive me. You know, and when I'm speaking the words that my Father taught me, my Father has commanded me, and the words that I have seen of my Father, which is, I just looked at that this morning, very interesting phrase. It had no place in them. They weren't hearing the same thing. So we really need to seek Jesus. And as we do that, we all will be hearing the same word, you know. So take heed, lest anything slip that the Lord is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to mix it with faith. Real faith. What the Lord speaks. And Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, take heed with what measure you hear. With the same measure you give, it'll be given to you. You know, just think about that. You're actually controlling how much you're hearing from the Lord. You can actually shut it off where you won't hear from the Lord. That's tragic. So you got to be. How do we do that? The Lord speaks to us. We're seeking him. He says, know my voice. Hear my voice. And this is a key issue with God and the word of God as we study. They wouldn't hear his voice. They refused his voice. And he sends a prophet. And God speaks at the mouth of the prophet. Mm-hmm. Turn unto me. Return unto me. And I'll forgive you. I'll cleanse you. I'll deliver you. But if not, we'll be woe unto you.
Mm-hmm.
So take heed. We have to take heed as the people of the Lord in the last days. There's a lot of religious activity that haven't minded what happened to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And they're doing the same sins. And in chapter 3, the exhortation today, while it is today, hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we have to hear his voice. We talked about that last week as being more through the week, and I believe this should be an ongoing thing, where we actually have testimony, like, yeah, I heard, I listened, and I stepped out, and this is what happened. I saw God do something. It'll be wonderful. Awesome. And those are the works of the Lord, because he said that he swore in his wrath they would not enter his rest. And the ones that enter God's rest are the ones that hear his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they cease from their own works. and we walk in the works that God has ordained. That's in Ephesians 2:10. God wants to ordain our works. That's what walking and being led by God is. Mm-hmm. We rest. We cease from our own works. Do you understand that? God isn't looking for us to just manufacture things that are religious or that we think out of our head or out of our flesh, because that's what Cain did. Cain was very religious. He offered things to God out of the earth, filled the ground, mm-hmm. and goes, "Here, God." God had no respect for Cain or his offering. But Abel spoke better things. It was of the blood, mm-hmm. and it still testifies today. So these are strong exhortations. The fact that only two people would leave Egypt. In Jude 5, it said that all those that came out of Egypt, God later destroyed because of their unbelief, because of their sin. Mm-hmm. And we talked last week, Doug, you weren't here, but though all those sins were identified for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that how they lusted after evil things, they were into idolatry, they were into fornication, they murmured against God. And that's, even in your heart, it doesn't even have to be outward speaking, but just to say, you know, it was better before me, before I was a Christian, or you don't really like the test of your faith, and you are going to be tested. We are going to be tested, mm-hmm. which means we don't see things happen right away, because God wants to see, like He did with Abraham. So we're going to be tried. Where the trial of our faith is more precious than gold. Think about that. People think gold is really important. It is. Money answers all things. But something much more eternal is the trying of our faith. Mm-hmm. And God, He knows. Whatever it is, like He did with Job. You know, He stripped him. Mm-hmm. And he was very sick. He lost so much. But God, the latter end of Job was better than his former. Mm-hmm. The latter. Former. Yeah, former. And God is faithful. And that's, we're told that in James. So, got to hear His voice. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 3. The first verse was talking about holy brethren. We're partakers of the heavenly calling, considering the apostle and the high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. The word to consider is we're acknowledging, like we did. We stood up in His presence to honor Him mm-hmm. and respect. We're going to listen to what He says. He's calling the shots, not us. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord would say, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things I say?" And which is such a reasonable question. Mm-hmm. Luke 6:46. Whatever you say, Lord, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, and it's true. We believe you. So verse 7, "Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Think what God's saying, what He experienced, what He had to endure with His people. Stiff-necked, rebellious, uncircumcised in heart mm-hmm. and spirit. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, we want to be circumcised in the sense we don't want any flesh, we don't want any hardness. We want such a tenderness, mm-hmm. sensitivity to the Lord today. Constantly, at any moment. And it says that God said He was grieved, deeply sorrowed, mm-hmm. grieved in His heart. And the Bible says in the New Testament, grieve not the Holy Spirit, or don't quench the Holy Spirit. Where God, you know, He's here now. But it's so easy that we could just lose sight of the Lord and His presence, or looking to Him with our spirit, and we could grieve Him, mm-hmm. and He withdraws. Don't you? When you're grieved?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're made in His image and likeness. God, people forget that God has feelings. He has great joy over us when we speak right things, when we're taught correctly, and we speak and we exhibit like good children. We bring great joy to the Lord. But when we're not, it's grieving to Him. We don't want that. And it says that they always err in their heart. Think about that. You're someone, if you're ever trying to train somebody or teach somebody or lead you do as a employer, and you, how many times do you keep telling them, "This is the way I want this done," and they do it, and then you come back and say, and you start wondering what's going on here, mm-hmm. right? They don't follow any instruction. Eventually, you're just going to fire them.
Yeah.
And we think of Trump, a businessman, a smart man in the natural, mm-hmm. but if you were to work for him, and when he tells you he wants something done the way he wants it, you do it, or else you're fired.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't treat God that way.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to do whatever they want to do, every man doing what's right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grieved God, quenched God, and then God, they're not even actually co-laborers mm-hmm. with the Lord anymore. And we're called to be co-laborers with the Lord. That's why we stood up, because he's standing up. And he is standing up right now to judge. He's bringing instruction to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're either going to receive it, and he first brings judgment to the house of God, and then he will bring it to the world. So we better stand at attention.
Mm-hmm.
The plumb line, we've talked about the plumb line. A plumb line is used to see if something's all right, upright, or if it's skewed off the foundation. And everything needs to be upright before the Lord. And he's Lord, and he's going to speak, and he's going to tell us to remove things. He's going to tell us how he wants things done. But we have to follow instructions like you would with Trump or your any corporation or any employer, or you're going to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
They always err in the heart. Always, constantly, over and over and over. It's very similar as with before the flood. All their thoughts of their heart were only evil continually. And God said, I'm not always going to strive. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah.
How do you get to people like that? So these people that were exhorted to consider, these Hebrews, and where he said in chapter 2, you've got to give more earnest heed. Don't let anything slip. And then in this chapter, it's saying how they didn't know the way of the Lord, and they're provoking God, and they grieved God, and they always were in error, and they haven't known his ways. There's a way. Jesus, I am the way.
Mm-hmm.
I am the truth. I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. We have to follow the Lord. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if any man follow me, he will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. So the Lord swore in his wrath, they will not enter my rest. So take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Unbelief is an evil heart. There's no faith. Apistos. No faith. Having no faith. So we need to believe. When God would speak, they wouldn't believe and they wouldn't walk in it, and that became very, very evil. So God's going to be speaking to us because we need instruction in these last days. You know, there's things of correction, but there's also, he wants to bless us, right? There's things he wants us to do. He wants us to be protected. There's a lot of judgments coming,
mm-hmm.
you know. Remember we talked a few weeks ago about you want to be sensitive
mm-hmm.
to, there's going to be events going on in the cities, and what happened the other day in France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone heard about that? Doug, you heard about that? You know, big crowd celebrating something, and big truck comes, plows them down. Did God speak to those people? Were they listening? Maybe some people were listening and didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's faithful. So, in chapter 4, this is how it starts. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. So, I feel that the reason what God wants us to be impacted by this is, this has to be part of our message. As we can't be like the typical church, you know, system, but their message is so watered down. There's no fear of the Lord. There's no call to repentance, generally, I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of thing. I mean, there's a lot of, I don't even know if God's involved. I mean, when you grieve him and you quench him and you're following the example of the house of Israel and the house of Judah, mm-hmm. rather than the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. See? To see the difference. The house of Israel and the house of Judah didn't enter in. And the Lord actually took the kingdom from them. And that's in Matthew 21, 42 mm-hmm. to 45. The Lord has to be our example. He's our instructor, not religion. And we have our message has to have that sense of the lordship of Jesus Christ, in hearing his voice, seeking him, doing what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And people should fear, because there's promises that God has given, but they'll never see it if they just let it slip and they're just caught up in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone want to say anything so far?
Yeah, actually, just the rebuke that was to me and the exhortation while I was reading it, I was listening to something else midweek, and it was on a cult. But the one of the appeals of the cult was, they said, when you joined this, you became family. Hmm. And he says, they were with you or you were with them. That's how it was. They accept you in, you're eating with them, you're doing life with them, everything's purposeful. And he says, and they went to Acts, and you know, that's what they saw in the early church. Their family, if there's anyone has luxuries, they're selling them off to care for the people who don't have the daily necessities. You're caring for one another, you're loving one another as Christ would have you. And he says, so they see that, and like that seems right. And I was just seeing how hard it is for me to truly live like that continually and even continue to pursue, because sometimes we get so like, oh, I already tried to hang out, everyone's busy. And so now you just kind of, you know, become a recluse again. And I just seen that the Lord does want, you know, we are family. And even Jesus said, who are my brothers and sisters and mother? It's those who do the will of God, hear him and do his will. And so mm-hmm. the pursuit of the beloved, as Christ would have us, to build each other up. And that goes with that, let us fear lest any of you don't enter this. Mm-hmm. And so there should be that continual love I see as that earnestness to make sure, is Trevor doing good this week? Can I pray for him? Can I come along and encourage him? Or vice versa? Or, you know, does Doug need anything? He's like, come on over to the mm-hmm. house, let's hang out, let's eat food together. Because that should be a fellowship there, that enjoyment. And there should be that on guard, that purpose in life. It's more than just a Sunday morning, Wednesday night mm-hmm. thing. It should be everything, family. And that's hard for me. I definitely want that, though, all the time. Mm-hmm. As I was reading these things, I was seeing that. That's what the Word of God says. There's this fellowship there that a lot, I said, this most of America doesn't know anything about or doesn't care to know. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. There's a couple other scriptures I want us to talk about, the Isaiah chapter 3 and Psalms 40, and it's quoted in Hebrews chapter 10 about Jesus. But this, I see the difference between 1 John and Hebrews, and this isn't really stemming from a confidence that they have because they're abiding the Lord. He's kind of just exhorting them because of the great failure of Israel and Judah. Do we realize that as you read the prophets? You'll see God's heart's broken and he's sending the prophet that they would kill. And they were very religious, going through motions, but they didn't listen to the voice of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it grieved God and offended God. And we can't be that way. We're not going to be that way. And what God wants to do is, as he establishes his assembly in the earth, and he's bringing adjustments and corrections because he's glorifying his people, that when we minister the word of God, we've got to have that reality. Like John the Baptist, he wasn't in the temple ministering. He was a forerunner to the coming of Jesus Christ, you know, that was prophesied and to the very day when he entered in, you know, and he wasn't in the synagogues. He was out in the wilderness baptizing people into repentance. Mm-hmm. And we have the same spirit is preparing the people for the coming of the Lord the second time. Mm-hmm. And he's coming with great wrath to those that hate him and are wicked and rebels, but he's coming with salvation and love for those that love him and are earnestly looking for him. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to convey, is I believe that this is what the Lord is having us be impacted, and we should really seek him and to hear his voice very clearly on a day-to-day basis, to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, to be taught of the Lord, to be instructed, because he's bringing instruction. Mm-hmm. And we're just, that's what we're, as we are in the marketplace or co-workers, always be ready to answer every man. You know, be ready, be sensitive. How to minister is something the Lord might want to say, something you might want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I've ministered that over you a lot of healings. Yeah. I see that, I really do. A lot of healings or whatever, the Lord will just quicken you and you just speak it, you know. Be ready. And let's go to Isaiah 3. For behold, the Lord of hosts, does take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. Could you read that, John? It reads differently in yours.
Verse 1?
Yeah.
Okay. For behold, the Lord God of hosts is taking away from Jerusalem and from Judah support and supply, all support of bread, and all support of water.
Okay, so God's cutting off the natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, the prudent, the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator, the big talkers, okay? God's dealing with all these various types of people in his land. And I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Okay, so this is a judgment of God that's coming upon the land. And what God's affecting is the food supply, the water supply, and the social dynamics. And this is very similar to what Jesus talked about in the Olivet Discourse, where nation against nation, which is race wars.
Mm-hmm.
It's ethnos against ethnos. And when there's this fighting and when they're shooting and there's all this stuff going on in these major cities like we're having right now,
mm-hmm.
and kingdom against kingdom, China against Russia, Russia against U.S., all these things that are being stirred, and the rich men behind the scenes, you know, manipulating these things for their...
Mm-hmm.
And you have children rising up as little runts, rebels against the elderly, and they have no respect. And there's oppression in the land. When a man shall take hold of his brother out of his house, his father saying, "You have clothing, you be the ruler, and let this ruin be under your hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory." Comes a time when God, the rebellion is so steep, so adamant, and so, what are you going to, how are you going to stop? You know, God's a gardener and he sees weeds. You know, what do you do with weeds? You pull them out, pluck them up by the root.
Mm-hmm.
Or you burn them. And that's the state of this situation here, and I believe it's the state is in right now, in our day. They're, the way they're speaking, the way their heart is adamant, and it's against the Lord. They're contrary, they're adversaries. The show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. They're not even concealing it.
Yeah.
Look what's going on in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
The sin of Sodom is more than homosexuality. But they had fullness of bread, and they were very self-centered, and they were proud and arrogant. That's in Ezekiel 16, verse 49 through 51.
Mm-hmm.
You read about the sins of, and God likened Israel and Judah to Sodom and Gomorrah. They don't even shame, it's not even shamed anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Now say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. See our message again. We can tell people, choose the Lord, and it'll be well with you. But if you refuse and rebel, it'll be ill with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be very declarative, very powerful, very bold. Mm-hmm. It's adamant and it's true. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. So comes a time when God says, I'm going to reward. Recompense, you know, is unto the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Mm-hmm. When God repays, it's payday.
And ladies and gentlemen, in Jeremiah chapter 12, the Lord pled with God about the wicked. And why did they prosper? For they were the ones that would honor God with the mouth and draw near with their lips. But their hearts, the Lord was far from their heart. This is the wicked, the religious doers that do not love the Lord or know the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, consider the truth of these things as the Spirit of God and the Word of God agree. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.